with you. Clint Boyer Autoplex, 2815 West Highway 50, only in Emporia.
KBOE Live in local sunshine, 64 degrees.
Mr. G's Express Car Wash, the ultimate in car wash technology. Your ride will be sparkling clean in just 3 minutes. Wash services include a Rust-Ite treatment for the undercarriage. There's free use of vacuums and mat cleaners for customers. Single washes start at just $9, or get unlimited use with a monthly membership for only $21.99. Located at 6th and Prairie.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And at 8:47, it's Newsmaker 3 time with Joe Foster. He is the lead organizer, and he's the spokesperson we have this morning for Emporia's Front Porch Festival this weekend.
I think it'd be safe to say founder, too.
I think you're right on that.
The Front Porch Festival, that is very near. Joe, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent. I'm doing excellent. How are you guys?
Doing good, thanks.
Doing all right. So you guys ready? You ready for Saturday?
Yeah. Just getting the final details wrapped up, but yeah, looking forward to a great weekend. We have about 20 acts, local and regional artists coming to play Three Porches on Saturday.
All right, Three Porches, and where might we find these Three Porches, Joe?
This is going to be on the around 1200 block of Neosho and 1000 block of Rural. So it's in a residential area, and so this is kind of a unique concept. When you think of other festivals we have in town, typically they're downtown in a bigger setting, but this is designed to be in a walkable area within a residential neighborhood. So,
so what year is this? I mean, you put on some pretty good fests here in the past. So what year are you in here?
This is our third anniversary of the festival.
So, yeah, outstanding. You pulled off some pretty good entertainment, too, in the past year. So it's like 18, 20 acts. Is that normally where you're at?
You know, in the past, we've had a few more. We scaled it back a little bit this year. There's just a lot of other activities. And some of the performers we've had in previous years have moved on to bigger and better festivals and other venues. That since this is a free festival, we're not able to pay artists as they rightfully deserve. But we do get some great acts and people that are accomplished musicians. So I'm you know, happy to say that some people we've had play in the past, like Pretend Friend, have moved on to some national festivals and are doing great things. So
good deal. Well, maybe you can line out here which acts are going to be on which stages.
Well, I do want to highlight at 1014 Neosho Street, which is my residence. We have a youth showcase, which I'm pretty excited about. We've done it the last couple of years, and really gives youth kids a chance to kind of showcase what they've been working on. We have kids that have some classical training that are learning cello and violin, and that's pretty exciting to give them an opportunity to perform in front of a live audience. From the rest of the day, from 2 o'clock onward till 9-10 o'clock at night, we'll have different acts that kind of span throughout the day. But we got just a great lineup. Got some bluegrass acts, Taylor Martin out of Wichita, Kansas, and Archer Hawk, who's in a band called Half Grassed, is going to be playing with his band at 5 o'clock, and then a singer songwriter out of the Midwest here, Jesse Jack Sample, will be playing at 7 o'clock on 1014 Neosho. He won a songwriting award, a Midwest Songwriting Award. So he's an excellent performer. And then local band Sam and the Fire Watchers will be playing at 8 o'clock at 1014 Neosho. So they're a great act. They're fun to watch. If you haven't seen them, I'd say come on out and check them out.
Yeah, when things get started, what, a 1, Joe?
Yeah, the youth showcase starts at 1 o'clock, and that's at 1014 Neosho. And we have about 10 kids that will be up there performing in some capacity. And then after that, from 2 o'clock till about 9, we'll have the other stages open with a variety of musicians. That's kind of the outline of the day. The weather's supposed to be excellent. Kind of cool fall weather that we've all been wanting.
Yeah, you picked a great day. That's no doubt about that. So what are we at? 1014 Neosho, 1004 Rural, 1127 Neosho, are those...
Yep, that's correct.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yep, and then we've had a couple vendors that are going to be present, a food truck, and then I think another vendor that sells some goods. And they'll be at the parking lot there at 11th and Neosho. So,
okay.
Awesome. Joe, from your perspective, why is this such a, you know, it's a cool deal for the community, but for you as a musician, you know, how does this, you know, maybe get you in connection with maybe some other musicians, and what's the atmosphere like for those that are going to be attending for the first time here this coming up on Saturday?
You know, the atmosphere is really laid back. I mean, people are welcome to come, bring their lawn chairs and hang out, listen to music, and then, you know, walk from porch to porch, stage to stage, and catch different acts as they like. And you know, we have the street of Neosho Street there blocked off, and that gives, you know, people the opportunity to sit in the street, or kids to, you know, play in the street with no traffic. And so, but as a musician, it's great to connect with other regional musicians as well. And I'm just excited to hear live music. And we started this during COVID when there was a lot of isolation, and I wanted to, you know, I wanted to hear music, I wanted to play music, and just everything was locked down. So this was a cool opportunity, and it's something I'd thought about for a few years. And there's Omaha does a front porch fest similar nature, and Kansas City has one. So it's not entirely an original concept. I borrowed from others, but I think it's been successful because people like to be out, and it's not, you know, it's in a just kind of residential setting, so it's not, you know, and the hustle and bustle of downtown or something. And we have great festivals that are downtown, so I'm not knocking that at all, but just a different environment.
Yeah, it's Americana at its best right there. You know, coming up, residential areas, and things will get cranking at 1 o'clock this Saturday afternoon for the Emporia Front Porch Festival. Joe, it's I think probably good that there is a lot of talent around here, isn't there?
Yeah, we do have a lot of talent, and you know, I'd like to see that expand in the future as well. I mean, we have a lot of singer songwriters and kind of bluegrass artists that are playing, but that doesn't. I mean, I'm not limiting the event to that kind of music. I mean, I would like to see a variety of music as this continues to grow. So, you know, this. I know I have people in the past that have come from, you know, Kansas City, Salina, Wichita area. So, I mean, there is a draw to this and other front porch festivals. So I think this something we'll continue to see grow. And fall is a busy time. There's a lot of activities in our community, which is great. And so there, people have a lot of options. I think that's maybe one reason this is a little smaller than it has been last year and the year before. So, you know, but I'm still looking forward to a successful festival, and I think it'll be a great time.
Yeah, and this is a come-and-go kind of deal, so folks, we certainly encourage you to get a little slice of Emporia Front Porch Fest magic happening from 1 until 9, 1014 Neosho, 1004 Rural, 1127 Neosho. Well, Joe, thanks for doing what you do.
Hey, thank you, guys. I appreciate the opportunity to come on air and talk about it.
Yeah, we appreciate your time. Have a good day.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, you too. All right, thank you.
Joe Foster, lead organizer, Emporia Front Porch Fest, happening this Saturday, Chuck.
Yeah, a lot of great stuff happening this weekend. We'll have previews coming up here the next several days, and enjoy everything that Emporia and the area has to offer here coming up specifically on Saturday.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It's 8:56.
From aerospace to zoology, 4-H programs are as diverse as the 4-Hers who participate in them. 4-H members are leaders who partner with caring adults to make a difference in our community. Call 341-